This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden is back at the White House following his visit to Europe and meeting in Switzerland with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Biden and Putin exchanged cordial words and plotted modest steps on arms control and diplomacy, but emerged from their much-anticipated Swiss summit Wednesday largely where they started, with deep differences on human rights, cyber attacks, election interference, and more. Mr. Biden said the next several months would serve as a test of whether relations between the two countries can improve. Mr. Biden also emphasized the last thing Putin wants now is a Cold War. President Biden is set to sign into law Thursday the creation of a new federal holiday commemorating the end of slavery in the United States. Juneteenth, National Independence Day, will be observed each year on June 19th. Juneteenth commemorates when the last enslaved African Americans learned they were free. Confederate soldiers surrendered in April 1865, but word didn't reach the enslaved black people until June 19th, when Union soldiers brought the news of freedom to Galveston, Texas, 2.5 years later. The legislation to create this holiday arrives at Mr. Biden's desk after receiving approval through unanimous consent in the Senate Tuesday and passing the House of Representatives by a vast majority Wednesday. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said he told U.S. President Joe Biden at their first meeting that Turkey would not change its stance on its Russian S-400 missile defenses, state media reported Thursday. Washington sanctioned Ankara over the viewpoint. Mr. Biden and Erdogan sounded upbeat after their face-to-face talks Monday. This is VOA News.